When the giant had thus far proceeded in his work, in the next place, he began to build some strongholds in the town, and he built three that seemed to be impregnable. The first he called the Hold of Defiance, because it was made to command the whole town, and to keep it from the knowledge of its ancient king. The second he called Midnight Hold, because it was built on purpose to keep man's soul from the true knowledge of itself. The third was called Sweet Sin Hold, because by it he fortified man's soul against all desires of good. The first of these holds stood close by Eye Gate, that, as much as possible, light might be darkened there. The second was built next to the old castle, in order to blind the townsfolk even more, if possible. The third stood in the marketplace. The fellow Diabolus made governor over the first of these strongholds was Spite God, a most blasphemous wretch. He came with the whole rabble of them that came against Mansoul at first, and was himself one of their number. He who was made governor of Midnight Hold was one loved no light. He was also numbered with those who first came against the town. And he who was made governor of the hold called Sweet Sin Hold was one whose name was Love Flesh. He was also a very lewd fellow, but he did not come from the same country as the other two. He was a converted resident of Mansoul. This fellow could find more sweetness when he stood sucking from a lust than he did in all the paradise of God. And now Diabolus thought himself safe. He had taken Mansoul, he had fortified himself therein, he had put down the old officers, and he set up new ones. He had defaced the image of Shaddai and set up his own in its place. He had spoiled the old law books and had promoted his own vain lies. He had appointed new magistrates and set up new aldermen. He built new strongholds and had manned them for himself. He did it all to make himself safe and secure in case the good Shaddai or his son should come to attack him. Now, you may well think that long before this time, word by someone or another could have been carried to the good King Shaddai of how his Mansoul in the continent of universe was lost, and that the renegade giant Diabolus, once one of his majesty's servants, had, in rebellion against the king, seized the town for himself. Yes, these sad tidings were carried and brought to the king, informing him of every detail. King Shaddai was told how Diabolus came upon the simple and innocent people of Mansoul with craft, subtlety, lies, and guile. First item, that he had treacherously slain the right and noble valiant captain, their captain Resistance, as he stood upon the gate with the rest of the townsmen. Second item, how my brave lord Innocent fell down dead with grief, some say, or by being poisoned with the stinking breath of one ill-paws, as others say, at the hearing of his just lord and rightful prince Shaddai, so abused by the mouth of so filthy a Diabolon as was that varlet ill-paws. The messenger further told that after ill-paws had made a short oration to the townsmen in behalf of Diabolus, his master, the simple town, believing what was said was true, with one consent opened the ear gate, the chief gate of the corporation, and let him and his crew enter the famous town of Mansoul. He further showed how Diabolus had served the Lord Mayor and Mr. Recorder, that is, that he had removed them from all positions of power and trust. Third item, he showed also that my Lord Wilbywill had become a rebel and renegade, and that was true of Mr. Mind, his clerk, and that they both reveled in teaching the wicked ones their ways all over town. He said, moreover, that this Wilbywill was trusted greatly, and particularly that Diabolus had put into Wilbywill's hand all the strong places in Mansoul, and that Mr. Affection was made my Lord Wilbywill's deputy in his most rebellious affairs. Yes, said the messenger, this monster, Lord Wilbywill, has openly disavowed his King Shaddai and has horribly given his faith and pledged his troth to Diabolus. Also, said the messenger, besides all this, the new king, or rather the rebellious tyrant, had set up a lord mayor and recorder of his own over the once famous but now perishing town of Mansoul. For mayor, he had set up one Mr. Lustings, and for recorder, Mr. Forgetgood, two of the vilest of all the town of Mansoul. This faithful messenger also proceeded to tell what sort of new burgesses Diabolus had made, that he had also built several strong forts, towers, and strongholds in Mansoul. He told, too, the which I had almost forgot, how Diabolus had armed the town of Mansoul, the better to capacitate them on this behalf in order to resist Shaddai, their king, should he come to reduce them to their former obedience. To be continued.